Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast.
So today we're going to talk about distractions. I'm thinking that all the distractions in life keep me from doing what I really want to do, because it's so easy to get distracted and go off and have that suck my time away.
I agree that it's very easy to get involved with the daily minutiae and the news and the TV and the phones and the tablets.
The emails.
And all of that stuff feels like I'm doing something. However, it doesn't help me get ahead with my goals and dreams. It actually gets in the way more than anything else.
And it can also start you thinking in a different direction. For instance, I'm very careful about what news I listen to or watch, because it can get depressing very, very quickly. Depressing and sad, and there's not very much good news.
Well, that's true. Most of the news is negative, but I think you hit on a good thing about it'll get you going in a different direction, because I know for me, one of the struggles I always had and continue to have is that I will have a good idea, something that I want to do, I'll get going on it, and then another idea will pop in. And I'll go, oh, that idea, oh, I like that one better. And then I'll jump to the next thing. And then another idea will come up, and I'll jump to that one. And I just keep jumping and jumping, and nothing ever gets finished.
That can be a double-edged sword, because, you know, in some ways, that's kind of exploring. And that's wandering widely, looking at, you know, all these different things that you may be interested in. Sometimes that kind of exploring and that wandering widely that Marshall Thurber talks about can help you find the thing that you want to do, and at what point you will focus in on that and wander wildly. What does he say?
Connect wildly.
So it's wander widely and then connect wildly. Once we find that, that is when we need to call upon our focus and our self-discipline and our purpose and our determination to stay with one thing, even when it doesn't look like it's going anywhere or we don't know where it's going. It's discerning, where are you at? Are you just really unfocused and, you know, dabbling in all kinds of things and never finishing anything? Are you researching at that time? To find that which you want, to be able to make that distinction and get clarity. Once you have clarity, that's very, very powerful. And then that helps so much to stay focused and stay on board. And yes, all the distractions in life can easily derail you from that.
Well, I think even after you have a good idea what you want to do, you know, it's in alignment with your purpose and you have clarity, the distractions just keep coming. I mean, I've got a cell phone, a tablet, I've got my home computer, I've got my work computer, I've got my email, I've got lots of different things, you know, TV, that just keep coming, and it's difficult to stay focused on building the Program Your Life radio station, doing these podcasts, figuring out where I should be putting my time, if I should be working on the programming schedule, doing a show for it, recruiting new artists, partnering with people, you know, making the website better. I mean, there's a million different things that could be going on, and prioritizing that stuff and staying focused on it and not getting sidetracked, because I need to work on it and I need to focus, but I also need to have a life, because, you know, I'm doing my regular job too. I mean, I'm doing this on the sideline. It's not a full-time position yet. I mean, it's what I really want to do with my time, because it's passionate for me. However, I feel like sometimes I've got so many balls in the air that I don't know which one's the most important to keep going.
Well, you make a good point. We have a life. And in life, you have a job, you have your passions and your hobbies, you have family, you have friends that you're there for, that you want to connect with and to support. And life happens. Unexpected things happen and that need your attention, that take your time and attention and focus, as they should, especially when it comes to human relationships.
So how has that been affecting you personally with some of the things that you've been working on? I mean, how does that relate to your play and what's going on with you?
Well, then that brings up a whole another piece of life and living, and that is in an internal life that I choose to pay attention to. I know that that's not something that everyone wishes to do or is interested in doing, and that's fine. My experience has been I need that in my life. I need that direction. I go inward and I listen and I follow my heart, and I get that connection through daily meditation, through service, through caring about others and helping others. And that kind of can be part of a downfall for me, because I sometimes do too much of that and not enough caring for myself. And what's been going on with me is I came off a real fast track after my play and then going right into another production and then going into working with a coach. And through that process, I was called to go inward because I had disconnected a bit to that source, that connection that is so meaningful to me and keeps me grounded and keeps me feeling peaceful and connected. Also, what came up from that coaching was a lot of internal sorting, if you will, reorganizing, sifting through, discarding, adding to. I don't know if this makes any sense to you or to my listeners. I've been told by different people that I am very connected to myself, that I know myself really well. And people have been surprised by how well I know myself. And that's really been my path. I've really been fascinated by myself. And I want to know myself. I want to know how I tick. And that takes internal focus and commitment to changing things that are not working for me anymore, discarding old beliefs, building my confidence, saying my I ams. And so a lot of family stuff came up for me, particularly my family of origin and relationships with father, mother, self, that I have been looking at and addressing and talking about and feeling and exploring and letting go and forgiving. And I believe that's going to take my play to a whole new level and make my writing that much more powerful. I've been doing a lot of research also of people who are doing what I want to do. I have been taught by others that if there's something that you want to do, go to those people who do that and study them and work with them and learn from them. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm researching and I'm getting out in the community and being a part of a writer's group, getting to know other writers and artists. And I've been kind of solo for a long, long time, and I'm needing community in my art. And then just kind of accepting life as life comes, doing my best to stay in the now, stay in this day, to cherish every day, because I don't know really when my time is up.
Yeah, well, I can relate to you on doing some exploring. My website and my radio station are growing, albeit slowly. I'd love to be able to see it grow by leaps and bounds. However, Program Your Life Radio is now in 20 countries around the world. Very happy about that. I've added some new artists recently. Zoli Mora and the Strange Kind are on there now. Autumn Electric, a really cool band, just added them recently as well. So I'm continuing to add music. However, what I've been doing also recently is looking to see how can I improve my web presence, how can I serve my customers better. I've been doing some research on Brendan Bouchard's website about his Experts Academy and how to build your web presence and how to put together systems so that you can make a little money online. I mean, I love what I'm doing. I believe it's important. However, I also want to make a little money at it. So far, there hasn't been much revenue. I think just a few pennies for some of the YouTube stuff that we've done. For it to continue and really grow, then I need to figure out a way to monetize it. Enough money to pay the bills and to keep everything on the air. So I'm doing some research along those lines, and that's getting me excited. It's changing the way I'm thinking about it. And like you said earlier, I'm wandering widely. And then I had a dream last night where this website name popped into my head, and it was completely unrelated to what I was doing, but it was just kind of like all these weird connections were popping in, and I woke up with this website name in my head, vink.com, and I went and I looked it up real quick to see, what the heck does Vink do? And it turns out to be this plastics company over in Europe. The funny thing is it looks like the website's incomplete. Like, somebody put it together, and then they lost focus, and they moved on. So who knows? It might be available at some point. However, it's just one of those things where when you read enough and you explore enough in different areas, your brain starts to make these wild connections, and things that seem unrelated seem to, like, connect in new and different ways, and it's kind of exciting when you get that going on, you know. And I still haven't figured out what it all means yet, but I'm processing and the creativity part is starting to come up. So how's that working for you?
I'm just being right now. I'm experiencing something I have never experienced in my life before, and that is a calmness and an acceptance of whatever life brings, and a trust that I'm on the right path, just wanting to be present to my life now and not really worrying about the future or lamenting about the past, just being here now. And it's really a great feeling. I feel happier and more grounded and more connected and more confident and peaceful. My IAMs are very, very strong. I'm noticing it even in my somewhat conscious state in the middle of the night when I find my programs wanting to kick in, and then my IAMs override them, just really strongly override those. It's new to me. I've not experienced this ever before, because I often will just allow those programs to take over. Maybe because I have a heightened sense of consciousness now. Maybe that's what it is. Because I'm so much more conscious than I've ever experienced in my life, I'm able to consciously choose to think differently and override that. And so when those programs that, a lot of times my programs are not real positive, they're limiting beliefs. So that kicks in, and then my conscious mind, it's funny because even in my half-awake state, I can call on my conscious mind to come in and lift me up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I think my mind is much more focused on what's positive and what's possible, and a lot of those negative tapes that in the past would have, you know, told me it's not possible or held me back or you know, fading. It's not.
Fade, absolutely. And the really neat thing about it is, I know they're not true. I know that now. There was a time in my life where I doubted maybe it was true. There was a time in my life I believed those lies. And that stuff is so old. And it isn't real. And it isn't true. It isn't who I am. Mm-hmm. And I know that now. And I really believe in my potential and my capabilities. And that's really cool. I really feel it at inside. And so now when people tell me, wow, you're so talented, you're so powerful, you're so amazing, whatever, you know, the compliments that people have given me all my life, because that's who I am, and people can see that. I didn't always see that, and I doubted that, and I didn't believe that, and now I do, and that feels amazing. I never was able to take that in, to accept those compliments, to believe them, because I did not believe them, and now I am, and now I say thank you. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, yes, I am. I am that. I am that. I am that. And so that is very new for me, that real belief and confidence that I have wanted for a long, long time. I've always wanted to see and believe that I'm so powerful and wonderful and exceptionally talented, like other people have always told me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm owning it. And I do believe that.
Right. Because no matter how many times people tell you you're great, if you don't feel it inside, you know, it doesn't resonate.
Exactly.
You don't act that way.
And the other wonderful thing that's happening is I really don't care what other people think. I care what I think. It matters to me what I think about myself. And I don't need that approval any longer. I don't seek outside myself for that approval. And I want to approve of myself, and I do approve of myself. And that's what's important to me. And so that's what I mean by these last few months. I've kind of been internal, doing a lot of work and building on that. And I believe that's all part of the work. It's a process. And I believe that's going to make my game even bigger. And I also am finding that I'm really gravitating to those people who are positive and believing in themselves and wanting to support other people in finding, you know, their greatness and believing in themselves. And that's really what I'm attracted to, and those kinds of people. I'm finding that I'm really steering away from the people with negative, limiting beliefs. It's difficult to be around that. And it just drags me down. And
well, that's everywhere, as you
it's
know.
It's everywhere.
It's not everywhere. Just your friends. It's the news media, and we see it on TV. And
I don't buy it anymore.
Commercials and all
I
that.
I don't buy it anymore. And what I have found is, if I'm around that and I'm hearing that, I have enough belief in myself and in them, even if they don't believe in themselves, to counter that and say, "Yes, you can." And I believe we all can. And to be that positive beacon of light and hope that, yes, you can make your dreams come true. And yes, you can change. If you want to change something, you can. Mm-hmm. And belief is so powerful. So, so powerful. And so that is just really exciting and thrilling to me. And I feel so liberated by that and powerful by that, from that knowledge. And what's really cool is that it seems to be happening even at a subconscious level. Like I say, in when I'm, it's overriding that program of belief in myself and that I can do.
Well, I think that's
overriding
the,
all the negatives.
I think that's the Achilles heel of pretty much everybody's plan for success in their life, is that belief or that lack of belief. And it doesn't matter what kind of plan you've got or what kind of business you're involved in or whatever dreams you have. If the belief isn't there, then nothing works. And if it is, then things work. So that's really, you know, what it comes down to. And that's one of the benefits that we've got out of a lot of the personal development work we've done. And I think that it's beautiful now that a lot of that has passed us, and you know, but it's something you have to work on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I do, you know, look at the steps that I need to take, now it's just a question of putting the pieces in place, and I'm not having to fight and struggle with, oh, worrying about what will happen if I do this, and am I worthy of that? I mean, those tapes aren't playing, and now it's just a question of building and putting the pieces in place, knowing that, yes, I am worthy, and yes, I will succeed. All I have to do now is just put the plan into action, take those steps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, a wonderful thing. And that's, you know, one of the great things about moving from the psi work, which is so focused on, you know, figuring out what those issues are and addressing them and increasing your self-worth and putting that stuff behind you, and then moving into Marshall Thurber's work, which is all about, you know, the strategies, the tools, and the techniques that you're going to need to now be successful in whatever it is that you want to do now that you've gotten all that stuff behind you. So it's a total natural progression. And I know that if I had done the Marshall Thurber work years ago, I wouldn't have been ready.
Absolutely.
Because those other issues could have kept creeping in.
Yeah.
And what had happened was I would have ended up blaming his tools and techniques for the reason why I wasn't succeeding, when really that's not it at all. It's me getting in the way and preventing myself from being successful.
That's right. I agree. And we're just about out of time. So in wrapping it up, I think I can recap this very simply and say that it's an inside job. It's an inside job.
Totally.
On so many levels, it's an inside job, and it's never over.
That's
and
right.
The exciting part is it just keeps getting better. And the awareness and the expansion mm-hmm. and the opportunities just get bigger and better.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org, where you can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.